This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Good morning and welcome. Just getting out of bed, put on some extra socks. December has arrived, and it may be temporary. As I'm looking at days ahead, we've got the trees on the tees this weekend. Our next guest, Dr. Valdez, and this is a little below your pay grade. Were you out decorating the tree yourself yesterday?
I was. We had a team of, I think that was maybe influenced by the weather, but we had a team of 20 that actually about 10 of us showed up. That wind bites right through you when you're outside.
It was cold. The temperature wasn't bad yesterday, but that wind was brutal. And if you go to Hickory Point Golf Course, you know where the event is. It's a pretty windy place.
I'm sure a wind tunnel there, yeah. Because we were getting the and finished up right around 4 o'clock as the sun was going down. And I'm glad we did because it got much colder as the sun.
But you were watching other people decorate. Is it going to be a good weekend?
I think so. You know, it's the trees out there looking very festive. We're looking forward to participating as a institution, but also to walk through and see that spectacular winter wonderland.
Yeah, I think they have something like 47, I think we heard last week from Clay, right? 47 different trees, and then they've got the memorial trees inside the pavilion there. It's going to be a great event.
Yeah, you know, we, as we did last year, we offered up free tickets, and I think we gave away for our employees. I think 50 folks claimed it last year, and this year we're around 250 because it's going to be such a popular event.
Yeah, well, kudos for supporting the community causes. It's a part of what we do, right? I mean, I'm surprised more people don't get that you know, just participation in this kind of stuff. It's extra work, it's extra time. But it is what you do as a community member.
You know, I think you're absolutely right, Brian. We at Richland and me personally, we're invested in this community. You know, you don't improve your community unless you're invested, unless you're engaged, unless you're doing the work that has to be done here. And our team of 10 had a great time. I can't say anyone could feel their fingers when we're finished, but we had a great time.
Well, I can't wait to see it. We're going out this as a family and looking forward to it. All right, let's talk about what is this time of year like for a college setting? I mean, you know, you're wrapping up the fall semester. You're looking ahead to the spring semester. You got the holidays in between. You got students and families all over the place. December's a tough month. I mean, you got budgets and everything you're worried about next year, and the time just disappears.
Yeah, well, you know, we are all abuzz in December. We're trying to wrap up fall semester. Finals just began yesterday. We are making final pushes for enrollment. Our enrollment is, you know, it's a little farther down than we'd like to, but that's a big push for us. We're having all kinds of enrollment activities for this month, the open walk-ins. We have just announced that we are partnering with Crossing Healthcare for the spring. We'll have some mental health services in person for our students. We've had mental health remotely, which is a help, but you know, we need to help faculty and staff with some of those services and challenges that they need during this time of the year. So December is just
all right. So what does that look like with Crossing? I mean, you know, what does it physically look like?
Well, we will have Crossing will have a person on staff on campus a couple of days a week. And there'll be students and staff will be able to credential appointments and meet with that individual in person. You know, that is really important for folks to be able to in-person visit, have a level of confidentiality, but also have the access. So we've placed that person in a area that is not necessarily real visible, stigma around health services, but that is accessible and students, staff, faculty can make appointments, and that's available for 2 days a week, 4 hours per day, I believe.
All right. Well, kudos to you for that. I mean, what the dirty little secret in our society is that we can talk about mental health all we want, but if everybody that needs help would come forward, we don't have anywhere near the resources to handle it.
Yeah. You know, it's somewhat of a paradoxical dilemma too, Brian, because if you have the services, then you're going to have more people come through, yeah. Then you become overwhelmed.
But you got to start somewhere. Yeah, right. That's exactly right. So I look at the career demands that are going on right now, boy, are you guys situated to handle this. truck driving, nursing, you know, some of these areas where the demand is just off the charts. I mean, there's always been a demand, but right now, sign-on bonuses, opportunity, large companies, medium-sized companies, I mean, people, a student, you know, whether it's a graduating high school senior or somebody in their 30s that wants to just start a new path, you've never had more sway over control than you have sitting here today in December of 2021.
Yeah, there are just tremendous opportunities out there. In fact, you know, I know of a young man who's actually a high school senior still, is doing his CDL in the evening at Richland, because when he graduates from what he wants to do, he wants to maybe get into lineman work and so forth. But the opportunity is there. Just speaking with one of our accounting instructors yesterday, and she said she's personally had three accounting firms call her and say, hey, what kind of numbers do you have coming out? Because we need people. So this is the best time, as you said.
Well, we can sit and argue all day about the great resignation and the factors that go into all that. But the bottom line is there's a whole lot of folks out there looking for qualified bodies. And one of the best ways you can get to be a qualified body is starting with Richland Community College.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that. And it's very true. Whether you were looking for a four-year degree, two-year terminal degree, or short-term training.
How long did you get a CDL?
CDL is 12 weeks. If you do that during the day, it is full-time. And in the evening, we do 4 hours a night. You can still complete your that certificate test for CDL and be ready to go in 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, now there's some stuff with it. You know, you're probably going to have to pass a drug test and some other things. But in 12 weeks, you could be looking at a $60,000 a year job without ever leaving Decatur.
Yeah, and that's if you want to be home every night.
Yeah.
If you're willing to go over the road, it's much higher.
It's way higher than that. But I'm just saying, I don't know of many opportunities. I mean, sometimes I feel like we're upside down in our logic. I mean, we're literally in 12 weeks, you can open people that go get fees that are making $35,000 a year.
For sure. You know, speaking with a leader in Decatur last week was referencing a young man who had mentorship, this young 4 year $1,000 in debt. That put him where they're. They don't have all this debt holding them down.
Right. And even if you don't want to be a truck driver all your life, I mean, in 12 weeks, you can pursue further education, have the money to pay for it. I mean, these are stepping stones.
Yeah. Our model, by and large, we are people into careers as quickly as possible, and then they can skill up. If they want to advance in their career, whether it's getting education or finishing that degree or even finishing a four-year degree, but they're doing that while they're making time and not being filled with debt.
Yeah.
And
listen, we spent the last year during the pandemic, most of last year, you know, working with Nicole at the Economic Development Corporation. And, you know, we interview these people, you know, actual people, you know, not just the companies, but you know, a young woman who was a fast food worker who got hired at Caterpillar, you know, and then in the 12 to 18 months, you know, since she'd been hired, and she didn't think she had the skill set to get the job. She's been promoted two or three times, and now she's, you know, working a day shift Monday through Friday, you know, making all kinds of money, taking care of her family. I think it's just sometimes getting people to believe in themselves.
Where the opportunity meets, you know, the persistence, because, you know, not to denigrate any area, but I see people throughout this community and low skills, and you're like, that person is talented. They just need the opportunity, they need the confidence, and they need to be given a little bit of mentorship about how to move forward. Because, as you said, there continues to be a ton of jobs open here. We have folks who are talented. We just need to make those matches better.
How do you look to the future, you know, as faculty, as staff, as someone who's such a big player in this area, and look at what AI is going to mean and automation is going to mean, and how do you factor that in, you know, to get people into careers that are still going to be there 20 years from now?
Well, and I think, you know, we talk about that quite a bit. Even though their artificial intelligence is increasing, even though there is increased automation, there are still people who have to run operations. You know, we don't foresee in the near future where that is going to be totally, still needs to be a human factor in that. And we try to help people be comfortable with technology, understand that, you know, that we have the ability to leverage that and utilize that to our benefit. It's going to continue to look at those opportunities that provide additional efficiency, but we're not going to do people
It will shift and change, but you're right. What about the trades and labor? What do you guys do? You know, we were just down at the Santa house, at the transfer house. You know, they did a whole bunch of that work there, and I was looking at all those. You know, I think Josh Sapp, the last time I had talked to him, told me like the IBEW is kind of their average age of electricians 10 years old, and there's not a gigantic pipeline.
Yeah. Well, and we've worked specifically with Josh at IBEW. We continue to work with Teamsters and so forth. Oftentimes, our work is kind of a pre-apprenticeship, where we help them to move into those apprenticeship positions. I think one of the things that is most useful is the essential skills that we're delivering and developing resilience. You know, it is not find the job. Employers want people who can stay in the job, who can be, who can take on additional responsibility and help the institution.
So sometimes it's more of a life skills thing than right. anything.
And that oftentimes that is the skill, you know. First of all, new employees need to have a sense of belonging. They need to understand what that means and how that is communicated from the employee. Also, communicate that they belong, that they have the skills and mastered the independence to work and be a good worker. So there's a lot of elements that we do and enrich with essential skills that don't necessarily compute on paper, but they make the difference.
But they get them ready for that next step. And I think that's the important thing. I just saw Tat walking down the hallway, Reverend Carson and all the folks you have working on that. I mean, you got success story after success story with that program.
We've done very well. You know, over the last 2 years, our Workforce Equity Initiative program has trained over 240 individuals. 90% of those folks still are at work, 90% completed their degree. And what we found, which is, you know, counter to what you would see, is nearly 80%, 78% of our participants are people of color. Over half of them have been incarcerated, new lives, or create new paths for themselves.
And why would we not want to do that as a community? The people who criticize this, I struggle with, because even if you have a lump of coal for a heart and you don't believe in redemption or second chances, why would you not want people to be productive members of our society, paying taxes and helping? I mean, I can't understand for the life of me why anyone would be not for this.
Yeah. And you're right. And if you care about this community, you want it to thrive.
You want to do it for the right reason. But I'm saying, even if you're just completely selfish, just from a mathematical point of view, why would you not be in favor of this?
I think you're absolutely right. The other thing that occurs to me, that we've all received a second chance. Some of those are deeper and some of them are more public, but we've all received a second chance.
Some of us at 18 made stupid mistakes that didn't cost us a great deal of our life, and others didn't. I just think it's amazing what you're doing. And 250 people, that's a significant number. And I don't know how you put a price on it. I don't even know how to gauge any of that. All I know is if you can take 250 people in our society, in our community, in our city, that were going down one road and are now going down another and are now holding down jobs and building stuff and contributing back to the community, that's worth every penny.
I agree. And the thing that we need to remember about that, Brian, is the vast majority of those folks were not working before. They were not contributing to society. They were not in gainful employment. And they would be, you know, from that individual that you described earlier, the ones that are the bane of the county, and we're turning that around.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys are doing an amazing job. I know you guys are hiring, too. Talk to me about some of your needs.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We've hired quite a bit in, but most of those were folks elevating. So we have positions in nursing, in student affairs, success coaches. We have financial aid. We are looking at opening a new program. We'll have some recruiter positions that are available there. There are a lot of opportunity. If you want to be part of a good team, a winning team, look at richland.edu/careers. There's all kinds of opportunities for folks to join and be part of what we think is a solution for part of the solution for a better community here.
Job. We appreciate it. Happy holidays to you, Dr. Valdez. We look forward to exciting news, too. I think there's, you know, just a tease. Good news coming.
All right.
Look at him. He's nervous now. Dr. Valdez from Richland Community College. You can go to richland.edu if you're interested in spring classes, the new semester, the CDL, anything we talked about. You can find it at richland.edu.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.